The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the March 17, 2025 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. General Hospital spoilers today, I Really Like the Sound of That by Diane Brunstein. Mystery builds for Thursday, March the 13th on General Hospital. The spoilers tease that Lucas has an intriguing encounter. He isn't the only one. Curtis has come across his wife and her former bestie turned frenemy, Drew. Now Portia covers her tracks, but Drew has no interest in making it easy for her. "I was in the process of making a business proposal to your wife," shares Drew. Will Curtis keep his composure or will he want answers? Finally, alone to explore their feelings, Lucky and Liz's plans are thwarted when Laura decides it's perfect time for them all to enjoy dinner together. Liz knows that Lucky is disappointed, so it looks like she must say something to make dinner and with his mom worth it. "I really like the sound of that," he tells her. Unfortunate bedside manner? Sasha is at General Hospital to get a checkup on how her pregnancy is going, but Willow seems uninterested in that. She continues to needle her former friend with accusations, and one particular comment crosses the line. "This baby might have been the best con you've ever pulled," says Nurse Willow to Sasha. Carly appears to be done plotting Drew's downfall with Nina. Instead, she is talking with Maxie, Nina's former sister-in-law at the Metro Court. Teasers say Carly questions her feelings, but likely for Jack Brennan. But is that really what she and Maxie are discussing when Maxie asks her, "What kind of commitment are you looking for?" Or is Maxie talking about something else? Speaking of the local Port Charles police chief, Anna seeks Brennan's assistance but is also talking things over with Jason first. When it comes to Carly, Jack doesn't have an ulterior motive, Anna tells Jason. Will Jason believe that? Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, The Days of Our Lives spoilers. "Are You Going to Rue the Day?" by Diane Brunstein. "What's Missing Will Be Found." The action in this Days of Our Lives spoilers video preview for the week of March 17th opens at the bistro where Kristen and Melinda are having a meal with Julie. She is flanked by Doug III and JJ, and she spots something very familiar around the former district attorney's neck. "That is my grandmother's necklace," she announces as she heads straight for Melinda, who sees her coming and tenses up. On the search, the action then switches to Washington, D.C., as Marlena and Steve finally get an audience with the head of the ISA, the spy agency John has worked for on and off for decades and with whom he's currently on an undercover assignment and missing. "We want answers, Donovan," proclaims Steve, eyeing his old friend behind the desk. "Where is my husband?" asks a worried Marlena. "Shane has an answer, but it may not be what they want to hear." "This much I can share with you," he says. What he tells them takes Marlena's breath away. What's buried has come to light. EJ is slowly making his way down the steps at the DeMera mansion, and he looks to be in a lot of pain. "My father is a rapist," yells Johnny at EJ, as Chanel looks on in surprise. "You forcibly impregnated my mother," he continues before throwing a mean right hook at his father's jaw. Suddenly, we see EJ storming into the Brady pub. "This was your doing," he says menacingly to Kate. "My son never needed to know the truth. You are going to rue the day," he promises. After he goes, a furious Kate yells in fury as she throws a plate across the room. See it all for yourself in the videos. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, the tune-in alert from The Bold and Beautiful, The Spoilers That Make Me Your Granddaughter by Diane Brunstein. Victory is had. The action in this Bold and Beautiful spoilers preview for the week of March 17th begins with Eric and Ridge returning to the mansion to share their good news. Steffi has a huge hug for her dad and grandpa, while Taylor and Daphne look on. While the Forresters are elated, someone else is about to get quite a shock. A rude awakening. Over at Hope's cabin on her mother's property, Carter pays his girlfriend a visit. He has a bomb to drop on her. He tore up the paperwork that put him in charge at Forresters, and it may take a little bit for Hope to fully digest this news that has been thrust upon her out of the blue. "We're still in charge. Your name is on the LLC papers, right?" she asks, trying to grasp what is going on. Has Carter told her everything that happened with Eric and Ridge in the CEO office? Is Hope simply in denial? Laying down the law, either way, Steffi isn't going to back down. Her family has the brass ring, and she's going to do everything she can to keep it from happening again. Forrester should have no involvement with Hope, she states firmly, as her father and Eric listen. Will they agree with Steffi, or will Ridge shock everyone and consider Brooke's feelings? When is a kiss just a kiss? Over at the Il Giardino, Luna meets another member of her family. Now that she knows Finn is her biological father, "Finn's my father. That makes me your granddaughter," announces Luna to Sheila. "My granddaughter," repeats an incredible Sheila. Finally, a member of her family who wants to have something to do with her. It's a dream come true for Sheila, right? So how does Grandma react? She pulls Luna into a kiss. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, the Tune In Alert, the Young and Restless spoilers, "What Are You Doing?" by Diane Brunstein. A Son's Concern, the action in this Young and Restless spoilers preview for the week of March the 17th, begins with Damien's arrival at Nate's penthouse. Nate lets his half-brother into his house, but he's still confused about why he's there. "What's going on?" Nate asks Damien. "You tell me, is it true? Has my mom been admitted to a hospital in Chicago?" Damien asks the former doctor. The heart of the matter, after her ordeal with Phyllis at the mental institution, Sharon has had a lot of feelings come to the surface, and she has some questions. Setting back into her life, she meets with her ex-husband at Crimson Lights. "Nick, I want you to be honest with me about your feelings. Do you ever think about us getting back together?" asks Sharon. What will Nick say when he's put on the spot? Does he have a romantic feelings for Sharon again? Oh, mother. Summer has a worried mess when her mother disappointed, but now that Phyllis is back, the two reconnect. Summer has a lot of questions about what happened. Will Phyllis have any answers? The kidnapper wanted you to be found, asks Summer. Yeah, whoever did it is a total whack job, reveals Phyllis. This person hasn't been caught yet. That means that you're still in danger, Sumner realizes. Grave danger. Speaking of a deranged man, Tracy has got a hold on Alan's phone, and she's seen all the texts about a breach in security. You know, I say we do the town. Go big. I want to show the woman I love. Alan trails off when he sees that Tracy has his phone in her hand. What are you doing? He asks sharply, taking Tracy by surprise. See it all for yourself in the preview videos. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, the Tune In Alert, Beyond the Gates spoilers, "Don't Try Me Again, Danny," by Diane Brunstein. Oh, meow. The action in the Beyond the Gates spoilers preview video for the week of March the 17th opens with Kat confronting Ava, the young woman she hasn't trusted from the morning they met. That wasn't my idea. I literally just insisted, offensive Ava, as Kat cuts her off. Save it for someone who doesn't know what you are. Ava tries to put Kat at ease. I don't want anything that belongs to you, says Nicole's new assistant. Please dismisses Kat. Just my life and everything in it, she says pointedly to Ava. A sounding board? Nicole is talking with her nephew Andre on the couch. So what is it this time? She asks the young man. It's Ashley, he says, talking about the nurse who works at the same hospital as his aunt. Andre, she admonishes. He quickly defends himself. I don't typically go for girls who are already attached, but where does that come from? He asks. If only she knew he was also sleeping with her recently detached sister, Danny. Trouble in Paradise. Haley has made excuses for the things her new husband has done to keep messing up with his ex-wife, but now it seems she's fed up. I can't do this. We weren't meant to be together. We should call this thing off, she tells Bill, but will her new husband make it that easy for her to say goodbye to their marriage? More conflict. Ted and Nicole are deep in discussion, and it doesn't sound good. You need to let that go, insists Ted. Would you care to explain why you're trying to tell me what to do, she says to him. What is Ted up to? Father knows best. Naomi and Jacob are talking things over at dinner. You want me to sue my father's firm, she asks. You think you have that in you, asks Jacob. I want this so bad I can taste it, she tells him. Is that because of her anger at sleeping with her best friend and humiliating her mother in the process? Speaking of that situation, Haley is confronting Nicole's mother. Don't try me again, Danny, she says to her husband's ex-wife. You don't want to see what happens when you do, Haley warns. See it all for yourself in the promo videos. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, check it out. 15 soap opera stars who appeared on both Days of Our Lives and General Hospital by Michelle Parkerton. It is not uncommon for soap actors to hop around from one daytime drama to another. Take Charles Shaughnessy, for example, the actor soon to return to Days of Our Lives, Shane Donovan, who also appeared on General Hospital as Victor Cassidy. Here's a look back at 15 daytime favorites, including Shaughnessy, who has spent time in the soap cities of both Salem and Port Charles. Number 1, Jeannie Francis. Jeannie Francis rose to daytime fame on General Hospital, where she portrayed Laura Weber Baldwin Spencer from 1977 to 1982. In 1987, she made her way to Days of Our Lives as journalist Diane Colville, who entered into a steamy romance with Roman Brady, later revealed to be John Black. Francis left the show in 1989 and eventually rejoined the GH cast. Number 2, Michael Easton. Soap opera Michael Easton made his daytime debut on Days of Our Lives as Tanner Schofield, portraying the rebellious son of the Spectator's former editor, Vern, from 1990 to 1992. Almost a decade after he left Salem, Easton made his way to Port Charles, playing Stephen Clay and Caleb Morley on the eponymously named GH spinoff. But it wasn't until a decade after, in 2012, that the actor finally landed on GH proper, bringing to life the first of three characters he'd played during a 12-year tenure, John McBain, Silas Clay, and Hamilton Finn. Number 3, Steve Burton. Steve Burton's first soap role was a short-term stint on Days of Our Lives as teen Harris Michaels in 1998, but he truly made his mark in the genre after joining General Hospital in 1991 as Jason Quartermain, who became Jason Morgan after sustaining a brain injury in 1995. Between runs on General Hospital, he rejoined the Days of Our Lives ranks as Harris in 2022, first on the streaming spinoff Beyond Salem, and in 2023 on the main show. Number 4, Tamara Braun. Tamara Braun has the distinction of playing two roles, a recast and a new character. On each of the two soaps, she made her daytime debut on General Hospital as the second Carly Corinthos, a role she claimed from 2001 to 2005, and then joined Days of Our Lives in 2008 as Steve's ex, Mafia Princess Ava Vitale, for a six-month storyline that won her a Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actress. After briefly returning to Days of Our Lives in 2011 to take over as Taylor Walker, Braun went back to General Hospital from 2017 to 2019, creating the role of Drew's ex, Dr. Kim Nero, before reprising Days of Our Lives' Ava once again in 2020. Number 5, Theo Pengilis. Theo Pengilis created the role of Victor Cassadine during the Ice Princess storyline in the summer of 1981. He exited the canvas when the character was sent to prison, and then returned again in 2014 when the villain was supposedly killed off. Several months after his first Port Charles stay, Pengilis moved over to Days of Our Lives, where he found a new soap home playing the dual roles of Count Anthony, Tony, and Andre DeMira. The actor appeared off and on as one character or the other, and sometimes both, from 1981 to 2023, and is slated to reprise Tony again later this year. 6 and 7, Jane Elliott and Wally Kurth. Best known to daytime audiences for her on-again, off-again run as General Hospital's Tracy Quartermain, Jane Elliott first played the Port Charles heiress from 1978 to 1980. The actress had several other affairs with other daytime dramas before landing at Days of Our Lives in 1987 as Angelica Devereux. During Elliott's two-year stint in Salem, Angelica had an affair with the much younger Justin Kriakas, played by Wally Kurth, and became pregnant with his child. Elliott left Days in 1989 to return to General Hospital and was reunited with Kurt in 1991 when he joined the cast as Tracy's son, Ned Ashton. Exiting the ABC soap once again in 1993, Elliott reprised the role a decade later and has appeared on and off as Tracy ever since. Following Kurth's initial GH run, which lasted until 2007, he rejoined Days of Our Lives in 2009. And in 2013, he began appearing again in General Hospital and has continued to juggle his role on both soap operas. Number 8, Kirsten Storms. Kirsten Storms first charmed daytime audience when she played Days of Our Lives legacy character Isabella Belle Black, the daughter of super couple John and Marlena from 1999 to 2004. After her Belle ping-ponged back and forth between Philip and Sean for a few years, Storms exited Salem and took on the mantle of another legacy soap opera character when she joined General Hospital as a recast of Frisco and Felicia's older daughter, Mariah Maximiliana, Maxie Jones. And number 9, Tyler Christopher. The late Tyler Christopher played Laura Spencer's son, General Hospital's Prince Nicholas Mikhail Starosevich Cassadine, on and off for 20 years, from 1996 to 99, and from 2003 to 2011, and a third and final stint from 2013 to 2016. So when the opportunity presented itself to create a new character, Stefano and Vivian's son, Stefan, on Days of Our Lives in 2017, he jumped at the chance. I kind of felt like I was starting over again, so I had the renewed senses of spirit for the work, he told the Digest at the start of his two-year Salem run. 10 and 11, Stephen Nichols and Mary Beth Evans. Stephen Nichols and Mary Beth Evans rose to fame during the 1980s as one of the Days of Our Lives iconic super couples, Patch and Kayla. Nichols joined the soap first, playing Steve from 1985 to 1990, with Evans making her debut in 1986. Shortly after leaving Days in 1992, Evans moved over to General Hospital, where she played Catherine Bell from 1993 to 1999. Between their Days of Our Lives stints, Evans and Nichols were reunited when he joined General Hospital as Stefan Cassadine from 1996 to 2003. Post-Port Charles, both actors reunited once more in Salem in 2006. Number 12, Brandon Barash. Brandon Barash's daytime debut was at General Hospital's Johnny Zakharov, the younger of mob boss Andy Zakharov's two children, who was actually Anthony's grandchild since big sister Claudia was actually his mother. After playing Johnny from 2007 to 2013, Barash reprised the role for a 2014 story and then returned full-time from 2015 to 2016. In 2019, he joined the ranks of Days of Our Lives, switching between DeMira twins Stefan and Jake before exiting in 2024. Number 13, Greg Vaughn. Fans of the two soaps first got to know Greg Vaughn when he took over the role of General Hospital's Lucky Spencer, playing the detective son of iconic soap couple Luke and Laura from 2003 to 2009. In 2012, the actor joined the family tree of another iconic soap couple when Days of Our Lives recast the role of Roman and Marlena's son, Father Eric Brady. Although Eric's time as a priest was short-lived, Vaughn's tenure in the role lasted until the character left town with the love of his life, Nicole, in 2024. He's been back for short visits since and will do so again later in 2025. Number 14, Charles Shaughnessy. After Charles Shaughnessy briefly appeared in General Hospital as Alistair Durbin in 1984, Shane Donovan arrived in Salem that same year to investigate Stefano DiMera for global security agency ISA. The actor played the spy until 1992, briefly returning in 2002 and 2012 before settling in for longer runs from 2012 to 2013 and 2015 to 2017. And during the 2017, he also played Shane's twin, Drew. In 2021, General Hospital resurrected Victor Cassadine as the head of another global security agency, the WSB, recasting the role for Shaughnessy. That same year, he reprised The Brothers for Days of Our Lives, Beyond Salem, streaming spinoff, and most recently played Shane on The Mothership in 2023 before his upcoming appearance on March the 17th. And number 15, Jen Lilly. Long before she was a Hallmark leading lady, Jen Lilly was put in the unenviable position of playing General Hospital's Maxie as a long-term replacement while fan favorite Kristen Storms was out on medical leave in 2011. Having caught the attention of Days of Our Lives producers during her 11-month Port Charles run, Lilly moved to Salem to portray Shane and Kimberly's troublemaking daughter, Theresa, from 2013 to 2016. She popped back in again in 2018 and 2023 before the show recast the role. In our next story today, As the World Turns alumni, Alexandra Shando visits the locker room by Michelle Parkerton. Slay Girl. Born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Shando studied at Manhattan College before becoming an actress. Her journey to make it in the entertainment industry and ultimately being cast on As the World Turns as Maddie Coleman was chronicled on the I'm Getting My Big Break episode of MTV's documentary series True Life. Daytime fans will remember her for her portrayal of Henry's little sister Maddie Coleman on As the World Turns. During the actress's time in Oakdale, Maddie escaped a serial killer who turned out to be her own jealous sister, romanced Casey and Noah, and believed she killed Adam. Following her second stint on the soap, Shando starred in the ABC family teen drama The Lying Game, taking on the dual roles of twin sisters Sutton Mercer and Emma Becker. The late Tyler Christopher, ex-Stefan from Days of Our Lives, ex-Nicholas Cassadine from General Hospital, also appeared in the TV series that lasted two seasons. Now, Shando has stepped behind the camera to direct her first feature film. It's a gripping crime thriller set in a small Texas town where the lives of two small-time thugs, a woman desperate to escape, an old lady with a dark secret, and a check-cashing store full of cash collide over eight fateful days. Starring Phoebe Tonkin from The Originals, Darren Mann from Animal Kingdom, Mustafa Speaks from Mayor of Kingstown, and Valerie Mahaffey from Big Sky. The Eighth Day was shot against the dramatic backdrop of New Mexico. The cinematography was by Cameron Duncan, and it was edited by Academy Award nominee Sandra Adair from Boyhood. Join Locker as he and Shando discuss her transition from the actress to director, the challenges of making the indie film and industry strikes, and what's next for her behind the camera. In our next story today, the latest, Carla Moseley almost said no to the transgender story on The Bold and Beautiful by Janet DeLauro. Carla Moseley, who currently stars as former model turned manager Danny Dupree on Beyond the Gates, played one of the daytime's first transgender characters during her 2013-2019 run as Maya Avant on The Bold and Beautiful. However, if she was presented with the opportunity again, she would respectfully decline. When my boss asked me if I would do this story, I first was going to say no because it felt inappropriate for me to play the role as a cis woman, Moseley revealed to People while reflecting on the situation. I do identify as queer, but I'm not transgender. Accepting the story, Moseley recounted that Maya's character being revealed as transgender in 2015 happened around the same time Caitlyn Jenner opened up about her transition. It was crazy weird, literally at the same time, pointed out Moseley, who initially had reservations about continuing in the role. Yet, discussing the situation with friends changed Moseley's perspective, particularly when they noted, "If you don't accept this story won't be told." Once Moseley opted to move forward with Maya's journey, she was totally committed to her decision. She spent time conversing with viewers on social media after the character's coming out episode aired, and it was such a powerful moment, recalled Moseley. "I am so grateful for that character because people who loved Maya and then had issues with what she said had to ask themselves, like, even with a family member, well, if I loved her yesterday, why don't I love her today? I actually had to grapple with that question, and I had so much feedback around healing that was able to happen within families and communities because of that storyline." In 2017, the actress reflected on playing the transgender Maya and the character's future to Soap Opera Digest in glowing terms. "It has been so creatively fulfilling, and the social impact of being able to play Maya every day for nearly 5 years is a total surprise," stated Moseley. "What I love about all the different players in the story, like Rick and Julius, is that we are able to present different sides and do it in a way that's respectful of all of those sides, and do that in a way that is not aggressive or preachy. I hope we can do more of that, and it's definitely needed in our world. I'm just in awe of Brad, executive producer and head writer, and I can't wait to see what's next for Maya and Rick and the rest of the Avant clan." Yet, despite her devotion to Maya and her powerful story that she brought to life on Bold and Beautiful, Moseley told People that she would not be open to portraying a transgender character again. "At a certain point, it really became truly inappropriate for me to play that role. That's why I stepped away from it. So no, I will not be playing another trans role," said Moseley, while adding that she would love to play a role with that kind of gravitas and importance that Maya had for sure. And in our last story today, the General Hospital cast Adrian Ashando, the new mysterious character Marco, by Diane Bernstein. A new mysterious man will be walking around Port Charles now that General Hospital has cast daytime newcomer Adrian Ashando, and he will appear for the first time in the contract role of Marco on March the 13th. Welcome to Port Charles. The TV Insider broke the casting news that the mysterious Marco is a lawyer, and a clue to his purpose in town may lie in who Ashando screen-tested with, Van Hensis, who is Dr. Lucas Jones, himself a newcomer to the ABC soap. And of course, Hensis wasn't new to soaps when he joined the GH cast last October, having previously played Luke Snyder on As the World Turns from 2005 to 2010. As it turns out, Ashando's screen test wasn't the first time he and Hensis had met. Ashando told the publication, "Van and I met each other at Williamstown Theater Festival 20 years ago. I think we did a play with each other, and it's funny because I remember having a little crush on him back then, and we've been in the same circles because we have mutual friends." Thank you for joining me today for the Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peake for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.com. virginiavoice.org.